Selfish man. Okay, here we go. Okay, b'schus Rabbeinu, b'schus Maka, Siyata Shemaya, should be clear. This is a big Torah. Okay. It's always a big thing to have Maka together, especially when Chevra does it together, because Mamash is such a pill in this world to do. Like, Maka is so, like, if she was telling about people who don't even think Shal Shiddush is Chashiv, you know, for sure, that no need to even say. Anyway, so it goes like this. So, the end of Mishpatim goes back to like Kabbalah Satorah. The whole end of Mishpatim is Mamash. Nasav Nishma was not last week's Parsha. Nasav Nishma is this week's Parsha. We say that. So, Pasuk says like this. It says, Ve'el Moshe Amar Ale El Hashem, Atav Ar Nadav Avyu. You guys come up to the mountain. Ve'shivim Mizikne Yisrael V'shtach Visem Me'rachok. Then the Pasuk base says it like this. V'nigash Moshe Levado El Hashem. And Moshe, V'nigash. So what does Nigash mean? So Targum Unkla says, V'yiskarev Moshe. Moshe came close. He's Makarev himself. V'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem. V'heim lo yigashu. That only meant Moshe went, but no one else went. V'ha'am lo yalu imon. The rest of the nation did not go up with him. So, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, V'nigash Moshe levado. What do you say? El ha'arafel. So like we saw last week's Parsha. V'nigash Moshe, Moshe... So, first off, let's think about a few questions on this. So it says, Moshe went, and Rashi says he went to the Arafel, into the Arafel. So like last week's part says, Moshe nigash el harafel, shasham elokim. He went to the Arafel, and who was in the Arafel? Elokim. Here, v'nigash Moshe levado, Rashi says el harafel, el Hashem. Okay, so that's one thing to have in mind. That there's a difference between here, there it's Elohim, here it's Hashem. So, what's this Nekuda? What's this Indian of Arafel? So, Arafel is like a dark cloud. Like a, not a scary cloud, but it's like a dark cloud. So, what's the Metzias, this Indian of the Arafel? So, Rav Nachman has a beautiful Torah. We're not going to learn the whole thing inside. It's Kedai to see inside. Kuf Tes Vav. 115. We definitely learned it last year. I think in Shrag, we learned it together last year. On the Pasuk from last week's Parsha, Vayamra Amerechok Moshe Nigash El HaRafel, Shasham Elokim, which is exactly what Rashi says here, that Moshe was Nigash El HaRafel. So Rav Nachman speaks about what is this any of Moshe coming close to HaRafel. So this is like this. Vizeh Perish HaPasuk Vayamor HaAmerechok Kikshiron HaRafel. So now, what's this Arafel? So Rav Nachman says, when the rest of the nation saw the Arafel, Hainu Hameniya. Arafel represents something that's dark and something that's not letting you in, and it's a hardship. So the rest of the Am, they saw this Meniya, and what they do? Omdin Merachok. They said, well, you know what? It's too scary. We can't approach this. It's not for us. So therefore, what does it say? Vayamana Am Merachok, because they were afraid to approach the Meniya. Umoshe, Shubachinas Das Kol Yisrael, Nigash El Ha'arafel. That he went into the Meniya, and the Satan himself, the Satan tries to block us away and not let us in. But Moshe says, you know, I'm not afraid, I'm going to go in. Because why? Because what's inside the Arafel? Because that's where Hashem is. Hashem's within that Arafel, that dark cloud that looks dark and looks scary. But that's where Hashem is. Now skip to the end of it. This Torah, it says like this. Akin. Hashem Yisbarach nosin reshus lahazmin lo meniya. Hashem gives reshus to the Satan to set up a meniya. Mm-hmm. To set up something that's going to block us away. We know that concept. That first, I guess, quote Rav Matl, a fullback, yeah? Imagine, I always say, like, imagine a running back, yeah? Imagine there's no defense. You hand the ball to the running back and the defense is just like on the side. Be like, now, he'll get a lot of yardage, but it's not going to be chash of why? Because there's nothing holding him back. There's no such thing as a meniya. But Dafka, because there's a Meniya, because there's a defense trying to stop him, therefore what? If he gets yardage, then what?
It's impressive.
Oh, that's impressive. So what do you see from that? What you see from that, from just like a good muscle from sports, is that what? Because of the Meniya, that's what makes a person big. If there's no Meniya, then it's not Chashiv. Mm-hmm. So therefore Hashem gives a Rishus to the Meniya. Why? Aval, and within the Arafel, it looks like it's just a dark cloud. It looks like Hashem's not there. It looks like the presence of Hashem is just not present there. Aval hu yisbarach ba'atzmo, mas diyas atzmo kiviyachol b'soch ha'meniyos. But Hashem puts himself within those meniyos. Hashem's within the meniyah.
Umishu bardas yachol imtzos Hashem yisbarach besoch hamanias ba'atzma. Person is a bardas. Person has das to know a little bit. Knows that what? That within that mania, within the thing that things that look hard in life, Hashem's right there. Ki be'emes, be'emes, be'emes. In all truth, ain shum mania be'olam klal. There's no, just there's no yeish. There's also no such thing as a mania. If you want to get something done, there's a maisa that I saw this by it's good to tell maisa in Motzi Shabbos. There's a chassid who one time came to Rav Nachman and said to him, Rebbe, what's bechira? What's bechira? He wanted a sophisticated answer. What's bechira? Rav Nachman said, bechira is very pashut. If you want to do something, you'll do it. If you don't want to do something, you won't do it. I mean, the revelation of you not doing something is because you really don't want it in the end. Nothing stands in front of Ratzon. I mean, now we could say, but if people hold me back, I'm not allowed. And then if you really want something, if you think about it a lot, if you really want it, nothing gets in your way. So there's really no, a mania, we know that mania is really, if you switch around, manios, they're called, mania is the same letters as ni'imos, which means pleasant and sweet. Because if you approach the mania and say, you know what, I'm gonna beat this mania, then it turns into the most sweetest things. Because in the strength and the hardest part of the menios, there's Hashem. Dafka through the menios, you can come to Hashem. Kisham nister hu yisbarach. Because in that place, that's where Hashem is. He's within the menia, and that's what it means. Emotion nigash el rafel shuha menia. Why kisham elkin? Because Hashem's there within that menia. That's what it happens to be. Yeah.
You can say one, you connected to Purim, it's a double hesed. He went into
the Rafa,
Kim was there, but then what? And within the Elohim, you find that's what all the prophets has Hashem.
Ah, very good. But also, you see that Svarim say that it says El Ha'arafel. So Ha'arafel is Begimatri exactly Shechina. Because within that Arafel, within those things that are very hard in life and things that look dark in life, who's there? That's the Shechina is right there. But the Nikud is, so now Rav Nachman just told us something Gishmak, is that all Menios, that there's no such thing as a Menia. But between us, we know that a lot of times that we fall to the Menias, and we don't get things done. So why is that? So what it is also is that it's one thing to know that there's a Menia, but you have to learn approaches. You have to learn, how do you break this Menia to not fall to it? Happens to be that V'nigash Moshe Levada. Right? So Moshe wanted to come to Hashem, right? So that means that v'nigash is gematria exactly satan. Because the satan is what stands in the way of that v'nigash. He says, look, there's a mania here. You can't approach this. Honikud is that what? That Moshe went. Because Moshe goes, that's how you break the satan. But the satan stands by the v'nigash, says, no, you can't come in. I'm not letting you come in. And that's the metzias to the satan. So now we have to figure out, what's the derech? How can a person break these manias? How do you break these manias that you can get in, to come in, to be with Hashem? Like Shua just said, Dafkit says here, El Hashem, to come to Hashem. So, we know, Baruch Hashem, we benched Rosh Chodesh Adar today. This week is Rosh Chodesh Adar. So, Mishnichas Adar, Marm Besimcha. So, trying to think which part should go first. Kutimaran, or that. Ah, okay. So listen to this. Let's learn the Kutimaran first. Nachman is a beautiful Torah. We definitely learned this last year. In Torah Chaf Gimel. In the Kutim Aran Tinyan. It's good to see this. Especially now this week. It's good to do this. He says, Be'inyin HaSimcha. Chaf Gimel, the Kutim Aran Tinyan. Alpi Mashal. He gives a Mashal. What's Simcha? Shalafamim, Kishabine Adam Smechen Umirakdim. When people are Simcha and they're dancing. Azai, chotvim ish echad b'chutz. Then there's a guy who's on the outside, and what, you grab him into the middle, right? So this guy on the outside, what does he represent? Shu be'atzva sumar shcho. This guy on the outside who's not here, you know, again, you have these people all the time, like a wedding, at a classic Kabbalah Shabbos. Everyone's dancing in the middle. It's so gishmak. You have like the one or two guys just like on the side, and like, it's not like they're doing anything. They're just like standing there, and just like, they look like so sad. Like, so come in, they're like, no, like, and it's not even like, okay, if a guy said, you know, I actually hold that it's usher to dance on Shabbos. Okay, fine. I'm like, you know, what are you going to do with it? They're like, oh, okay, also, you know.
Really, really.
Okay, also, that's part of the sadness. But okay, you know, I mean, at least he has like a reason. He holds his shita. But then you know, just have people like, nah, like, you know, like, my legs hurt. You're 20 years old, you know what I mean? Like, what does it mean? You went for a run 20 minutes ago. But you know, they have those people on the outside who are just like, are there about atzvas? But the ikar is what? But you have to pull them in. You have to force them to come in. And you have to force them to be happy. Force them into the simcha. When a person's besimcha, what happens? When a person becomes simcha, that all your sadness and all your atzvas, it goes to the side. It says, you know what? You're simcha now. That's not for me. So now, again, what Rav Nachman's saying, this Torah, it's kedai to see the whole thing inside, but we're not going to go this derech right now, so I'm going to skip to the end of this. What he's saying is the following. That the metzias, do you see what sadness represents, or what klipos represent? Oh, my, I just realized I'm done.
Yeah? What klipos
represents, and what the Yetzirah represents, what the Satan represents, as a, what you see that, what do they do by simcha? That yagun or nachas, sadness, they represent the shaykh the Yitzhara. She'enam rotzim liyos merkavah al-kadus. They don't want to have anything to do with simcha. Va'akein, what do they do when they see that simcha's around? Hein borchin min ha-simcha. They run away from simcha. Akein tzarech le'achriach osam, le'achnis osam, le'soch ha-kadusha. Tainu ha-simcha ba'karach, we have to force them into simcha. So what did you see that Rabbi Nachman just told us? The nekud is, you have to realize this. That what's the number one thing that the Yitzhar wants to do to you, especially in this generation? Nachman speaks about this, or Matal speaks about this. The biggest thing today is atzvas. Atzvas and atzlas. Laziness, and also depression, sadness. Because why? Because that's what the Yitzhar loves more than anything else. Marashchora and atzvas. That's how you can trap a Jew more than anything else. With that marashchora, with that atzvas. So when he sees simcha, what does he do? That's, like, no, this isn't for me. He's scared of simcha. That's the whole nekuda by the Satan. He can't deal with simcha. So, chaver, that's one of the ways you beat the Yetzirah is what? It's through this midah of simcha. But listen to this unbelievable thing I saw today by the Sefer Shar Ephraim, Rebbe Efrimel Mipshadvoz. It's a breast of a chassid. It's a good mice, actually, this story. Basically, I went to a certain breast of star a few years ago, and the guy asked me, he's like, oh, you learned breast of star? I was like, yeah. He's like, who's your Rebbe? He's like, oh, I'm straight after Moshe Weinberger. He's like, really? Okay. So, all of a sudden, he goes to his thing, pulls out the Sefer. He's like, the Sefer just came out this week. Give it to Rav Weinberger. I was like, really? He's like, yeah, I know him from back in the day. I'm an old friend. He says, please give this to Rav Weinberger as a gift. I was like, I just want to tell you, like, he has every sefer that's ever been created. He's like, no. This came out this week. There's no way he has this. No way. I was like, I know you really want to give it to him, but like, I'm just telling you, like, he mamish gets every sefer, like, right when it comes out. He's like, no, this one, I know. The guy's saying this, I know for sure he doesn't have this. It's impossible for him to have this. I was like, I just want to tell you, like, he really has every sefer. The guy said, no way. He's like, don't worry, he doesn't have this one. I was like, okay. So next morning, I saw Rav Weinberger in YU, his first day of yeshiva, like, 3 years ago. And I didn't see the whole summer. He's so excited. I'm so excited to see him. He's so excited. I'm schmoozing. I was like, oh, Rebbe, like, I pulled this out of my pocket. I'm like, Rebbe, I got this. He's like, oh, what a gevaldig sefer. I was like, wait, it's her. He's like, yeah. I was like, wait, hold on. Like, Rebbe, it, like, this is a matana for you from this guy. He's like, for me? Why? I was like, oh, he said you wouldn't have it. He's like, of course I have it. Like, a few months ago, it's gevaldig. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, take it, keep it. It's geschmack. So I was like, what is going on here? The guy told me he came out this week. Mark was like, yeah, I got it a few months ago. I finished it already. So that's how I got the sefer. Weinberger gave it to me. So listen to what he says here. This is such an unbelievable thing, and mamish fits perfectly with that piece in the Kudimaran we just saw. He says, "Hine yesh lin mo." It's mamish a wonderment. De amai nasan paro beratzon tov eretz goshen v'nei Yisrael. Now we're just used to reading this, but Paro didn't like the Jews, and we all of a sudden, Klai Yisrael comes down to Mitzrayim. What does Paro do? Take Goshen. Not only does Goshen, what does it say about Goshen? B'meitiv ha'aretz hoshev esavicha. It's like the goodness. It's like the good land. So why is it that Paro is just like, he should make them pay? He just like says, oh, yeah, perfect, you're here, go. By the way, there's a land called Goshen. It's the best land in all of Mitzrayim. Go take it. It should bother you. Like, how does that happen? How did Paro, like, not capitalize on this? Everyone's coming out to Mitzrayim to make money, to buy things. He just gives us the best land in Mitzrayim. What's going on here? So we know that. What does power represent, Chevra? Power represents he's the Nachash. That's why if you look at Mitzrayim, what do all the pharaohs wear in their heads? They wear a snake on their heads. Because that's what power represents. He represents the Nachash. This is what it says. He tells them to go to where? Go to Eretz Goshen. Hein Emes. Kihu niflos tamim demis barshmo. He says, this is mamish niflos from Hashem. She nasan believe paro the hate of the Yisrael, nasan le mitvart. That paro all of a sudden was just like, yeah, go take Goshen. It's like crazy. It's mamish craziness. How'd this happen? Ah, yesh lomar al pi divrei rabbeinu l'kut maran tinyana simin chaf gimel. Ki yesh yagun v'anach Hashem asitra achra. So we just saw that. What yagun v'anach represents what? Sitra achra. She'inam rotzin liyos merkava kdush. They don't want to be shaykh to simcha. They run away from simcha. They borech, they run from simcha. Akein yesh lomar the eretz goshen ya meita v'aretz. Since eretz goshen was the best land, it was a good land, it was a gishmak land, v'ya mevi li'di simcha. Therefore, if you lived in Eretz Goshen, it brought you to Simcha. The remez ki Goshen, Gimel Shin Nun, is Begematria Simcha. So therefore, what? Vaidezeh Barchu Mimenu. That's why Paro has to run away from Goshen, because Goshen is a place of Simcha. Paro says, I can't be near something like that, because I don't come near Simcha. I am against Simcha. You guys, go there. Take Goshen. Because anything that has to do with Simcha, Paro says, I don't have Sheikhas to. Because that's how I get mevatled. Meaning, if there's simcha, then what? I can't deal with that. I'm done. That's why you go over there. Take it for free. V'nasnu betov ein leisrael. Therefore, betov ein. He gives it to Klai Yisrael and says, oh, take it. Perfect. Go. Take it. Get away. So again, we see another proof to this. That what's the metzias to the sitra achra? What's the metzias to the satan? Is that what? He sees simcha and he can't deal with that. A, why? Because he can't deal with it. B, because he knows that if Simcha comes, we saw from Nachman, it's Mevatel the Yagun Vanacha. That's why he says, Sason v'Simcha, read it inside, the Pasuk. He says, when there's Sason and Simcha, how's it go here? He says, Sason v'Simcha yasigu v'nasu Yagun Vanacha. He says, all of a sudden you have Sason v'Simcha. What do you have it? What do you have that happens? V'nasu, nasu means like they go away. Yagun v'nach, they run away. But Menachem says, no, you have to be like this. Sasam v'simcha yasigu. You have to grasp the Yagun v'nach and bring it in. Why? Because when there's sasam v'simcha, it's mevatel the Yagun v'nach. Now, Yagun v'nach, we know, represents what? The satan. So now let's come back to our pasuk quoted before. V'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem. Rashi says, el ha'rafel. It came to ha'rafel. What does ha'rafel represent? That's a sitra achra, and the satan trying to tell you, don't come in. As we that ha'rafel, ha'rafel itself is gematria Mitzrayim. Because that's Mitzrayim, Meitzar. They try it, that's Paro. It says, you're not let in, this is Menios. But how do you break these Menios, Chavar? How do you break it? How do you get in? Something is very Gishmak. V'nigash Moshe levado el Hashem. What's Gematria V'nigash? You said before, it's Gematria Satan. But we know the concept from Zera Kodesh that Nachash, which is a Satan, Nachash is Gematria Mashiach. 358. Why? Because Mashiach is Mevatel the Nachash. Yeah? So Mashiach, Zeosios, Yismach. The Simcha is Mevatel Nachash. We said before, Sason v'Simcha. Vanigash, which is Gematria Satan, is also Gematria, exactly, v'Simcha. Because what? Through the Simcha, you Mevatel that Nachash, Mevatel Satan. So Vanigash Moshe Levada. How does Moshe, what did we say before? V'Yiskariv, that Moshe came close. How does Moshe come close? How does he beat his Menios? What's through the Inyan of Simcha? Through the Inyan of Simcha, boom, Moshe can enter in. He could beat through those Menios. That's what Matzias of Shabbos. Yismach Moshe b'mat nasalko. That's why Shabbos is the day that we said in Shal Shem today. Krivu li chazochili delays din in this. There's no din in here. Why? Because Yismach Moshe. That's why Yismach Moshe, Rimsi says, Gematria exactly Shabbos. Because Matzias of Shabbos is a simcha. You enter into Shabbos, Yismachu v'machuscha. So it's the simcha of Shabbos, mevatel the Yitzhara. So v'nigash Moshe levado. How does he get in? How does he break those menios? V'nigash, nigash, gematria exactly simcha. Nigash is osios goshen also. Because that's how a Jew enters in. To beat the menios of a paro. A paro who's not letting you in. Of the yitzhar is not letting you in, chevra. One of the most important things that Rabbi Yaakov Meir Sechter, he told you this, he said this before. The biggest, one of the biggest things today is the metzias of simcha. Of simcha, of working on simcha. How? Why? Because this is how you beat the Yetzara. And that's why... I was talking to my wife last night. I want to see what she would say. I was like, oh, Michal, you know, it's other this week. I was like, Michal, when you think of other, what do you think of? She says, I don't know. It's just like such an exciting time. About like what's exciting. She's like, I don't know. It's just like exciting. The kuda is, why? Because Mishnich is other marb b'simcha. Since it's a reboy b'simcha, therefore what? Mevatel, who? Who gets mevatel? Amalek. The klipos. That's why it's very nice. So we have Vinigash Moshe Levado, Vinigash Gematria Simcha. Vinigash Moshe is Gematria Purim B'Miloy. When he spelled the letters of Purim. Because how does a Jew come in? How does a Jew come close to Hashem? How do we beat those Minios, Chevra? It's through the Indian of Purim, the Simcha. Mishnichas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. But it's very nice how it goes like this also. Because we know the Gemara in Tainus says, Kishem Mishnichas Av B'Matin B'Simcha. Kach Mishnichas Adar Marvin B'Simcha. Which shows right away off the bat that you see the what? That the Simcha of Adar is built off of the Simcha of Av. And you're going to say, hold on, Simcha of Av, it says Mimatin B'Simcha. There's no Simcha in Av. Can't be Simcha in Av. What's going on here? So the way a lot of Sfarim read this, Kshem Shemichanichas Av Mimatin B'Simcha, says don't read it Mishenichas Av Mimatin B'Simcha. You have to be Mimait in your Simcha. You have to be like this. Mishenichas Av, when Av comes, Mimatin. What's Mimatin? Because Av is a time of Dinim. It's a time of harsh Dinim on us. So Mishnichas Av Mimatin. Mimatin, you have to be Mai the Dinim. You have to get rid and destroy the Dinim. How do you destroy the Dinim? B'Simcha. Mishnichas Av, I think the Kashrus Ramagin says that. Mishnichas Av Mimatin how? B'Simcha. Through the Simcha, you remind the Dinim. And this is mamash what we have here. Vanigash, Vanigash, Gmach Simcha. Because through the Simcha, you could take down these goyim, the klipos that are around us. And therefore, what do you have? You have Mishnichas Av Mimatin how? B'Simcha. And that gives kaf mishnichas other marbim. You can marbim and kavod shmayim. Marbim everything b'simcha dafka. That what? That's the zman of simcha. And that's how Moshe comes in. Nigash. That's why it says nigash Moshe levado el Hashem. Dafka that comes to Hashem here. And that's the biggest thing that we can do these days. And we know that the Kedushas Levi has a beautiful Torah. He says that Shovim, right? We just finished Shovim now, even though this year Shovim tat. But we just finished the weeks of Shmos Vayir, Bo B'Shalchi Samash Patim. So we know that the Indian is that there's no coincidence that right when Shovim ends, Adar starts. Right? So obviously you see from there that what's very connected? You see that Shovim and Purim are very connected. Shovim builds into Purim. Happens to be that if you look at the Kedushas Levi, there's a piece on that that says the Adir Eliyahu, he has a nice piece about this, how all the Nitzotz of Shovim come into Adar. You see in this Torah?
Yeah.
There's a whole beautiful Torah on this. So this is the Nekuda of Shovim. It's very nice also, because Dafka, you see that one of the biggest things that we see a lot of in the Indian of Simcha is that I tell you to be b'simcha. What does that mean? What does it mean to be b'simcha? So, like we said before, Mishnichas Adar Marvin b'simcha. We said this the other day that b'simcha is the same osius as machshava. Now, one of the best things about what's the difference between machshava? Now, dibur implies that dibur means that you're speaking to someone else, right? Someone else is hearing you if you're dibur. Right, maisim. Someone else sees your maisim.
Yeah.
But what's the need of machshava? Machshava is something that that's between you and no one else.
Yeah.
Between you and Hashem. So that's what it means, Chevra. Mishnichas Adar Marbim B'Simcha. B'Simcha is osios what? Machshava. Is that what? That it shouldn't just be a simcha that's on the outside. It's be a simcha that what? That's a pneumistic simcha also. That what? That even when I'm alone, I'm B'Simcha. How many people do you have that we know? We mamish know this. People, when they're around everyone else, they're very besimcha. They're the life of the party. But what? They're the most sad people. Why? Because you have to be in tune with yourself. That's what you can maybe say here, that Vanigash Moshe, has Moshe come to Hashem? Levada. That without anyone else. What it's telling the Jews also is that you don't need other people to bring you to a place of simcha. Obviously, we know the whole Indian Purim is Lech Knosis Kol Yehudim. But that includes yourself. It shouldn't just be that off. I'm with other people, then I can be a simcha. It should be that what? When you're levado, when you're alone, Vanigash Moshe levado. That way you have to be your own person. You have to build yourself also. Behind closed doors, that you work on your simcha. That you're working on yourself to make yourself a simcha dika person. That's why it's very nice, because how many days are there of Shovim? So we know it's 6 weeks, 42 days. So levado is gematria exactly 42, which corresponds to the 42 days of Shovim. That what's person supposed to work on themselves on during Shovim? That Shovim is also a tshuva, to come to yourself during Shovim. That you work to find who you are. That's a very nice Ramaz Yerasa, because we know there's a beautiful Torah from Baal Shem Tov. That's the Mor B'Shamesh, that's a beautiful Indian. That every day we daven, right, the first brach of Shemona Esrei, right, we should say, you ever wonder why we say Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? If we should just say, right, the question is, what, is the God of Avram not the God of Yitzchak and God of Yaakov? We should say Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. So the Baal Shem Tov says, why don't we say that? It's such a gishmak inin. It says, of course it was the same Hashem. But you know what it was? Is that Elokei Avram, that Avram served Hashem in his way and made his own personal relationship with Hashem, and Yitzchak made his own personal relationship with Hashem, and Yaakov made his own personal relationship with Hashem. I said this last year when I spoke to Shalavim. And that's the Metzias. That's what happens to be that Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov is the gematria exactly Shuvu Banim Shovavim. That's the Metzias of Shovavim, to come to yourself. The remez is to find yourself also. You're rooted in something. Find your derech that you say that I have my personal relationship with Hashem. You serve Hashem a different way, and you serve and I serve, and that's normal. That's healthy. Because so did Avram, so did Yitzchak, so did Yaakov. And they're b'chlal not the same. In the Sfiros, one's over here, one's over here, one's over here. They're not the same at all. But it's very, very nice. Because v'nigash Moshe levado el is also gematria shuvu banim shovavim. Because that's Matzias to shovim. To find yourself levado. That I could come to Hashem. And that's the main way of simcha. That's why v'nigash Moshe. V'nigash Moshe, which is gematria purim. V'nigash gematria simcha. But has he come? Has to be levado. That's why you have to have a real relationship with yourself also. And to find that nekuda of yourself. To find who you are. And that's how you take down these klipos. So, again, there's a big sugya that we just did. That's the metzias. When you see the arafel, when you see things that look dark in life. Again, that doesn't just mean when things look bad. It can mean that what the gemara is hard for you. It can mean that dating is going tough. It can mean anything. Anything that you're not finding hatzlacha in. To know there's no such thing as a minia. There's no minia there. But we need the tools. How to break this? Besimcha. To work on the simcha, to have a niggin with you all the time. And a shira, that brings you to simcha. Be connected to yourself to Torah, be connected to chaverim. Lech kinos is kol yehudim, which is the whole metzias to Purim. That what? But you have to build that simcha in yourself. But work on the simcha, that daven to Hashem for simcha. Tefillah is a big inyan of simcha. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. Say it every single day. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. You ever think about that? That's a mefurish pasuk in Tehillim. Say it every day. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. You have to. Ivdu es Hashem besimcha. But besimcha again is osios machshava, to work on that inyan. And there's the al pi remez, like this, is that we know that the way we count the Jewish calendar, we count 354 days in the year. 354 days in the year. Which represents also, but it represents time. That you're bound by time. Yeah, you're bound, you're underneath, that's the world of Teva. The world of Teva is 354 days. Yeah?
Right.
So you're stuck under that. So but the nikud is, we know that the Indian of Amalek represents a world of mikre. Right? Shir karcha b'derech. That they make everything mikre. That there's no such thing as the Malam and the Teva. We saw this last year by Rav Shor, or Gedalia. Yeah. Give all the peace on this. That the main thing by a Jew is to live the Malam and the Teva. To not be stuck under Teva. Yeah? So that's why, how many days are there in the calendar that we count? 354. But we have to get above that. That's why, Mishinichtas Adar, Marbim. Marbim means you go one above. Marvin, what? Besimcha. Because Besimcha is the gematria 355. One above 354. That nikud of simcha is what takes you above this olam ha-teva, olam ha-gashmi. So, b'schus that, we should be zochet in mekabba the heilige days of Purim, b'kedusha, b'tara, Hashem should be mashpia to us to get the heilige auras of simcha. You need kelim to mekabba simcha. A lot of people in this world see a very chitzoniistic type of simcha. Vyasi Zakatinsky spoke very, very nicely this morning about that. The Iker Nekuda of Simcha is not just being, jumping on trucks, and singing and dancing. It's not. It's a form of it. But the Iker is that what should be a pneumistic Simcha. That's in Moshe. V'nigash Moshe. Nigash Gematria Simcha. So, V'siyat Shmaya V'siyat Simcha. And that's the Yom Shkula Shabbos, which is the Yom Shkula Simcha V'siyat Shmaya.